We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at BYU. He is in his third season with the Cougars, led BYU back to the NCAA tournament last season for the first time since 2015. BYU looks great so far. They're number 12 in the AP poll. They're unbeaten at 6-0. They are at Utah Valley tomorrow. Their head coach is Mark Pope. Mark, it's been a minute or two. It's great to have you back. How are you doing and how is your life right about now, Mark?
Well, I'm on your show right now, so my life is great, my friend.
I love
coming on here. I'm such a huge fan.
I appreciate you saying that, Coach. That is great. I would say much the same about you. Mutual respect. So you are 6-0. You are number 12 in the AP poll. You just beat Utah by 11. Now you're getting ready to face Utah Valley, where you got your start as a head coach. How would you describe the juice, the vibe, the buzz, the energy around the program right now?
Well, it's a little bit of a renaissance here at BYU right now. So if you think about it, football ranked number 12 in the country, men's basketball ranked number 12, women's basketball ranked number 21. We just won going away the men's and women's cross-country national championships. Our women's team, soccer team, is in the Final Four this weekend. Our women's volleyball is in. I mean, every single team on this campus right now, in the month of November, Jim, think about this. In the month of November, not one single BYU athletic team lost one single match.
Wow.
So it's super fun right now. There's a lot of juice, baby. It's fun.
Mark, that is amazing. Like, how do you explain that? Is that one of those things that's kind of inexplicable, or what's going on there? What's in the water? What's happening to produce those kind of results?
Well, listen, you know, in all college sports, man, the tide rises with football. And what Kalani Sitake is doing here at BYU football right now is so fun, and the juice is so high. And it's not just that he's winning big, but it's the way he's doing it. Like, he's just – you can just feel the energy kind of flowing throughout the campus, and all of us benefit from it. Like, you know, I'm telling you, it's something special rolling recruits in to one of these football games and letting them just feel it. And this – this rock we have here, I know it sounds like a BYU ad, but this student section we have is insane. We had a game against the NAIA team like 10 days ago. And we had like 9,000 students in our student section, packed from the front row all the way to the rafters, 15,000 people in the gym. It's a fun time right now to be a BYU Cougar, man.
That is great. BYU head basketball coach Mark Pope is joining us. You know, you mentioned Kalani. I love Kalani. I've got immense respect for Kalani. He comes on the show quite a bit, and we talk about these things. Mark, it makes sense to me that you would say that everybody else can feed off the success of the football program. What about Kalani? Does he have that kind of active interest in everybody else on campus and the other programs as well?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. So he is you know, just this little head coaches consortium we have here is really great. And, you know, we have so many talented coaches and, of course, incredible athletes here. And Kalani is a functional voice for all of us. And he certainly is so excited about, like, spreading the joy. We're not living in silos in this athletic department, and so it makes it a really special place to work.
All right, so, Mark, this is interesting. I could talk to you, and if we have time, I will. There's a couple of guys I want to talk to you about on the team, and we could talk about what you're building there. But when you talk about juice and energy and vibe, I want to go back to last season for a moment, because this, to me, is really indicative of what you're building there and what the energy is like. When you guys were at the tournament, the program went viral for the hype video before the COVID test, and then the videos when the players got trapped in the elevator. I loved it so much. And the reason I bring this up, one, I loved it so much, but I literally could not wait to get home, break out my phone, show it to my wife, and show it to my teenage son. And, you know, frankly, they don't really know who we're talking about. They know the program. They may know you. They loved it. They loved it like it was transcendent, and we just watched it over and over and over again. How do you go about developing those types of relationships, and what's it like to have that kind of energy and that love amongst the players?
Well, Jim, you know, we talk about this every day here, is trying to have the best locker room in America. We believe if we can have the best locker room in America, that we're going to be competitive every single game, every single year. And that's super hard to do. It takes a ton of effort. It takes having the right guys here and then having all the guys being willing to fight to buy in every day. And it's a cocktail that you have to work on every day. And it's just the basics of the team. We just say best locker room in America, but you can use any team leadership logo you wanted to. But you see little moments like that where our guys are just rallying around each other in the moment, and it translates onto the court 100%. I believe our special sauce is how these guys come in every day trying to put aside their own agenda to fight for this team. Those words pour out of each of our guys' mouth every day and every conversation they have, and I think it pays dividends. And, you know, the strength of a team is a special thing. And, you know, those little moments at the NCAA tournament last year, that was a little bit transcendent, because this COVID was an experience everyone in the world was trying to fight through, right? Something we were all struggling with, and it was fun. That was fun. It was a great time.
Well, Mark Pope, my guest, it was something we were all struggling with and trying to fight through, but I had never seen a group of guys so fired up to get COVID tests. Like, what did you say to your team and the culture that they were so hyped to get in line to get their tests?
So we spent a lot of time trying to, like, just have enthusiasm to be with God, right? And so it actually was super organic. Interestingly enough, I don't know what it was, like 10:30. We were like one of the last teams that day to go get tested just because of how schedule worked. So you think about it, you know, we were stuck in a hotel. We're quarantined in a hotel for a week, which everybody had to do. Thank goodness that they let us do it so we could actually play the tournament. Totally worth it. But you just think you're quarantined for all that time, and then you've practiced and film and meetings all day, and 10 or 10:30, you're going to take this COVID test for the 10,000th time. And then it was just super organic. It was our guys. It was just like, it was the heart of our guys, and just trying to take something that's incredibly mundane and disturbing. And honestly, we had some PTSD from the year before, and they canceled the tournament. And so those guys just trying to, like, seize the moment and make something that's tough, make it great. And it was awesome.
Hey, Mark, may I ask you, as the leader of the group, as the guy that they feed off of, I mean, are you naturally like this? Are you shot out of bed every single morning feeling like this? Or are there days maybe where you're like, hey, man, I got to get to that place because I'm not there right now, and they're going to be looking to me to get some of that from me?
Well, that's a long question. That's a long answer question. But short answer is it's something we take really seriously and we work really hard at, right? So I think it's an important part of what we do. In fact, Jim, I'll tell you this. So with what you saw last year, my team, one of our core principles is joy in the gym, that it's our job to manufacture joy in the gym, to remember how much we love this game. We talk about joy in the gym all the time. My team graded me out as a D- last year, bringing joy to the gym. And
wow.
It's something we take really seriously. It's important how we function. And so I'm actually trying to make a massive comeback this year for my team to bring more joy to the gym. And so, no, it doesn't. You're not just made that way. We all have to work at it.
Dude, I'm going to give you an A for joining the interview. Like, what was happening that you got a D- last year? And were you even aware that you barely had a passing grade in joy for the gym?
Well, yes. It was hard. I mean, you know, we think, and everyone went through the same experience, right? Not only are you dealing with all the things that the whole world's dealing with, but you're dealing with the kind of everyday stress of what the test is going to return. And, you know, we actually did four full game installs. We had to turn around the plane twice, and then we actually were in the gym. We were on the bus walking into shoot around at San Diego, and we got turned around. And so, and then dealing with everything that had come the year before, just in our tiny little slice of the world, this little basketball world, it was hard for everybody. And so I think I probably didn't deal with that stress as well as the team needed me to. But you know, we're all getting better. We're trying to get better every day, and certainly I need to get better.
I'll tell you what I love about that, Mark Pope, my guest, is that you've got this culture, and even as a leader, that the kids, like, they're strong enough in their conviction to say, hey, coach, I mean, this is the message we're getting from you, right? But we're going to give you a D-, and you're going to own it and say, you know what? I got to do better. We all got to do better. We're trying to get better every single day. One more thing I want to ask you about, like, this is something that I hate to be the old guy here, Mark, like, get off my lawn kind of guy, but I think this is interesting. You brought the suit back this year. Personally, I love that. Mick Cronin came on the show earlier this season. He said it was important to him to be rocking suits as well. Why is that something you want to do?
Well, you know, we struggle with it. My staff is so mad at me that we have to wear suits. They almost had it. You know, they almost turned on me. But I didn't exactly know why. There's a couple reasons. One is I don't want to have any part of COVID. Like, I want to get done with COVID. And wearing, for me, like wearing a polo or a three-quarter zip or whatever, it just, like, brings back moments of COVID. So that's one. And two is, like, there is this old school. Like, I grew up this way. I know I'm getting old. But, like, the respect that we get to walk into the gym and show to the fans and our opponent and our players, I know it's so old school and outdated. But it just is in me. And, like, I wear a suit to church every Sunday. And this court on game day is a sacred place to me. And so it just feels right to me. It just feels right. And I'm not going to lie to you, bro, I look great in a suit, man. Let's go.
Yeah, you do, dude. You do. Look good, feel good. Feel good, coach good, man. I got no problem with that at all. I love that. You do look great in a suit. All right, so you're unbeaten. San Francisco is unbeaten. St. Mary's is always a battle. They're 7-1. Of course, you got Gonzaga. They're 7-1. They're number three. When you look around the conference this year, the WCC, how tough is it?
My goodness, it's tough. You didn't mention Santa Clara, who's already had
yes.
one at Stanford, BTCU. And then, interesting enough, Jim, the team that we all expect to be a team that's fighting for a top three position in this league is Loyola Marymount. Now, they haven't had a great start to the season, but they're loaded and they're good. So this conference is deeper than it's ever been. It's gonna be just brutal. It's actually super exciting, man. This is where we've all wanted to be as a conference. We owe so much to these Gonzaga Bulldogs because they are just forcing us all to raise the level of our play to just try and stay in the same universe as those cats. And it's fun because this conference is growing. Our commissioner's done a great job. The coaches in the league are great, and the universities have dedicated some resources to getting better.
You know, Mark, finally, I went to school at UCSB, so I'm a Big West guy. So I understand, like, I'm not going to go to, like, mid-major or whatever. I think your conference is amazing. I think there is so much depth and competition in that conference. Like, when you look at Gonzaga, it's easy now to get kind of caught up in what Mark Few's done there. Just step back. Can we just step back for a minute and think about the behemoth and the monster that he built there? Could that ever be replicated anywhere else in a program that size?
The thing, it's never happened before. And the thing is, like, you've seen some programs raise up and be great for a couple years, right? But he just, it's every single year. And the worst thing about it is Mark is like the best human being in the world. So you can't even be mad at him for it. Like, he's all about this sport. He represents it so well. And there's no words for what he's doing there, right? You know, and now, you know, he was doing it with talent from other places in the world. And now he's just getting the number one recruited player in the country every year, right? And so it's at Gonzaga. Like, you're right. When you take a step back, it just is, it's staggering. With all that said, we got to find a way to beat these guys. We have to find a way to beat them.
Yeah, and what's amazing, with all that said, you guys are number 12 in the poll. You're unbeaten, and you got to look at this thing. And I know that you're not going to take a step back or give in. You're never going to say, hey, they're Gonzaga, so we'll play for next best. Man, you're in it to win it, and it's going to be amazing to see how it plays out. He is the head basketball coach at BYU. This is why I started the interview by saying I always look forward to this, and this is why I just busted the clock up and ran heavy. Mark, you are the man. I got much respect for you, and it's always great to have you on this show. I'm glad we got caught up.
Super great for you. Thanks for telling these kids stories, man. It's awesome.
You got it, Mark. Thanks so much. Appreciate you. Grateful for the opportunity. It really was. It's amazing what's going on at BYU right now. I love the way he laid that out, that they didn't lose a single match in any sport during the month. But the scene last year when they could not wait and were hyped to get their COVID tests, and that scene in the elevator is one of my favorite moments ever in college basketball, when they were trying to get a teammate out and they're trying to get that thing open and they're all fighting with everything they've got. And they're just like, yes, sir! Yes, sir! Me and Logan Rome were yes-sirring each other for weeks after that. Yes, sir! It's fun stuff. Logan Mark Pope. Rome. How could Mark Pope get a D minus in joy for the gym? He's all joy. And I love they still rock in a suit and said, hey, man, let's be real about this. I look good in a suit. You do, coach.